Hi, I'm René Gries. I'm a composer and the creator of classical music. That's classic with a K and cool with a K. I've been called a musical maverick because I don't conform to the norms of the music industry. I think outside the box and I follow my own path. I believe in the power of beautiful music and I'm on a journey to encourage others to think outside the box and embrace the possibilities that beautiful music has to offer. With these podcasts, I'm hoping to give you a little background and insight into my classic cool music. So get ready to be inspired and see music in a whole new light. Welcome to my world. I want to start this podcast off with a simple question. What do you think of when you hear the phrase cool piano music? Or for that matter, cool music? Is it something with a laid-back vibe that's easy to listen to? Or is it something with a more mellow and hazy feel you can chill out and relax to? Or perhaps is it something slow and quiet that helps you unwind after a long and stressful day? When I think of cool piano music, and that's cool with a K of course, I don't just think of something quiet and soothing playing in the background. I think of something much more engaging and immersive, something I can lose myself in, that's going to inspire me and lift my day, something that's going to take me far away from the ordinary and the everyday. I want something that's going to transport me to somewhere magical and special. And my best friend to do this with is my imagination. All that I need is the right music to set it off. I love music that paints a picture. Music you can escape into. I love music that transports you somewhere magical where your imagination can run free. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. I say with a beautiful melody, you can see a thousand pictures. All you need is time, imagination, and the right music. With these three simple things, you have a passport to escape to an amazing and beautiful world whenever you want. I've tried to capture such a world through a series of piano pieces I've written, which I've called Cool Piano Music. And I'm releasing these pieces on a dedicated music app, which I've made, called, you can imagine, the Cool Piano Music app. In fact, you could well be listening to this podcast on my Cool Piano Music app, in which case you know what I'm talking about. Or you could be listening on a streaming service somewhere, in which case you really need to get the app. It's on the App Store and on Google Play. And that's Cool Piano Music with a K, of course. So, for the first set of works that I wanted to release on the Cool Piano Music app, I decided to write a series of pieces around the theme of escape, another powerful word with so many symbolic meanings. When we escape from something, it usually means we're trying to get away from whatever it is that's restricting or stopping us. We're trying to get away from somewhere negative and get to somewhere positive, from something that's holding us back to somewhere where we want to be. Whether we're escaping to the countryside from the city for a well-earned break, or escaping from someone or something, something that's holding us back, the need to get free and escape from whatever it is that is stopping us, it's a fundamental and powerful thing. An early inspiration for the Escape series, and in fact, the image that frames the series, was a picture I was very fond of called The Old Upright Piano by Stefan Jevremovich. The image is of an old upright piano in an attic, with the front of the piano off so you can see the hammer action. It sits on a wooden floor with a wooden stool in front of it. The sheet music scattered on the floor and two windows on the side with light coming through. The crossbar from the window frame casts a shadow of a cross on top of the piano, just above the keys, and the whole picture is very warm and atmospheric. It seemed to be saying, to me anyway, that the music coming from these keys will help me escape through those windows to somewhere far away. The crossbars on the windows seem to be a metaphor in many ways. They seem to say, we're all prisoners of something in some way, even in our own homes, sometimes in our own heads. Sometimes we're imprisoned in other people's heads because of the way they think about us. And some people are imprisoned in their own heads with their own views. In fact, speaking of thinking outside the box and breaking down barriers, I did wonder what the reaction would be if we did some gigs in a prison and called it escape. Because, of course, not everyone in prison is guilty, just as not everyone out of prison is exactly free. But guilty or innocent, no one can stop you from dreaming. Too often people are imprisoned because of their views, simply because they think differently. I've always been very sensitive to prisoners of conscience, the countless victims, even today, locked away simply by daring to have a view that's different. You'll see it's a theme I'll come back to often in my work, and that is the idea of daring to think differently, daring to be different, daring to think outside the box and stand up for what you believe in. Too often, it's just easy to follow the herd, but sometimes, if you're not careful, that may lead you to the abattoir. But that's a digression for another podcast. Another inspiration behind the Escape Piano Music series are some music videos that I'd been watching during my coffee break. Anyone who knows me knows that the coffee break ritual in the Gruss family household is one of the most important in the day. It's a long-standing ritual that goes back a long way. It usually involves a fresh pot of coffee and some beautiful homemade biscuits or cake, whichever is on offer, and always happens at 10:30 on the dot. I look forward to it every morning and usually have it in my studio, sitting on my settee, facing my desk and screen. By the time I'm having my first sip of coffee, the screensavers on the screen have usually kicked in. I have one of those big, beautiful curved screens, and the image quality is very impressive. Anyway, I have a really nice screensaver program that shows short videos of some spectacular scenes from all around the world. They are all great, but the ones that I really find truly amazing and really inspiring are the ones taken from the International Space Station, looking down on the Earth from space. You really do have to pinch yourself to believe what you're looking at when you see the world beneath you as an entirety. I thought, wow, this is cool. It's just unbelievably beautiful and truly amazing. In our day and age, how quickly we take all sorts of things for granted, including this amazing view of our home. But the truth is, we're extremely lucky and privileged to be able to see such things. Most of humanity, apart from our own time, could never imagine such a view, which for us now has become every day. How lucky we are. There's a certain connection and disconnection with it. It's like when you're flying in a plane and you look out the window, you see the ground below you, you're connected and disconnected at the same time. Except this is next level. This is from space. And the Earth suddenly looks very small, much smaller than you realized. And it looks quite fragile and vulnerable in many ways. So I thought, wow, these are so impressive. They look fantastic. I wonder what kind of music would work well with these scenes. So I downloaded some videos, sat at the piano, and I started to improvise around them. I used the speed of the rotating Earth as a natural tempo in which to work around. And slowly, slowly, these pieces started to appear, and the idea for escape took shape. Somewhere along the line, I'm not sure where, I married the image of the old piano in the attic to this surreal image of the world from above, with the idea that when the music starts, you could escape through the window of that little attic to a magical place far away where imaginations and dreams meet in reality high above our daily lives. And that's where the escape videos and music inspiration came from. So to get the full effect, you should check out the Escape music videos, which you'll find on the Cool Piano Music app. Now, I need to explain why how you experience my Escape series is different from the industry norm. And once again, it's all about thinking outside the box. I release my music as singles, but not ordinary industry singles. I call them cool singles, and it's cool with a K, of course, because there's a big difference. Firstly, I'm releasing them one at a time over a year, not all at once like an album release. Also, they're going to be available only through my app and nowhere else. They're not on Spotify, iTunes, Last.fm, or any other streaming platform, only on my app. Why, you may ask, are you doing it this way? Well, albums are a legacy format, a thing of the past. In the old days, you had 45s and long-playing records, LPs, and the industry would focus on promoting a single, preferably a hit single, on that 45. This would end up on the album, but essentially, the album would be padded out with 7 or 8 ordinary songs. But it was the single that would be the focus of the industry, the single that would be on the top 10 or 20, and the single that was the hero product. The album was the medium where the industry made its money. Today, streaming has taken over as the main industry format, and now millions of tracks are available at the touch of a button and at minimum expense. Albums have morphed into playlists, essentially curated by the listeners themselves. But for all the millions of tracks available, the only track that actually counts is the one track you're listening to at the time you're listening to it. And if you really like it, you'll listen to it again and again and again. And it'll become a hit to you. Chances are you may want to get a bit more into it. Of course, all the industry formats have their place, but when you want to get serious about some music, singles are where it's at. It's not a quantity concept, it's a focus concept. For all the benefits of streaming and all the choice, streaming is about quantity, not quality. And if that's your thing, there's no limit to how much you can consume. But if you get serious about some music and want to get into it deeper, then you'll have to look elsewhere. And that's where cool singles come into it. We focus on the music itself, not the track. And we focus on one piece of music at a time. And with that one piece, we drill down into it and expand the options of the way you can experience it. It could be through music videos. It could be alternative versions of the music. It could be through a podcast. It could be behind the scenes content. All about that one particular piece, that one particular single. You see, once you release a normal album or a single and put it somewhere like Spotify or some other streaming service, that's pretty much it. Nothing really much changes once it's up. It's pretty static. But with a cool single, I see it as a more organic and living thing, one that changes over time. It means I can create multiple versions of the same music whenever I want. For example, I might wake up one day and say, you know, there's a couple of options on that last track, and I wouldn't mind changing a few things. I wonder how some low strings would sound under the piano part. So I put it together, put it up on the app, and you, the audience, gets to hear it straight away, two slightly different versions. And then I might ask, what do you think? I may do the same thing with videos and have multiple options with multiple versions. I may want to improvise a new version or make an entirely new one at any moment, any time, over the next few years. And that's before any behind the scenes content about it, any podcast elements or any animations I may commission, all to do with that one particular piece of music. You see, in my world, cool singles are not a static thing, but a fluid and multi-dimensional idea. It's much more creative for me as a composer, and I think it's more engaging and interactive for you as the audience. We're able to evolve the music together by interacting in different ways, and we're not limited to time. How cool and revolutionary is that? Cool singles are an incredibly exciting new format, and we're leading the way. Of course, in the mainstream, you can get some extra material I was just talking about. But to get all this extra stuff, you have to search for it. Some of it could be on the artist's website. Some of it could be on Spotify or iTunes. You may have to sign up to a newsletter and subscribe to a podcast. You'll have to go on YouTube. You'll need to follow the artist across multiple social media platforms. And if the artist does decide to change anything or add something to their work, how would you know? Where do you go? At the end of the day, where is everything? It's a very fractured and slow approach, and you must be asking yourself, why isn't everything in one place? Wouldn't that be a lot easier? And yes, you're right, it should be all in one place. The music industry has stagnated, and it doesn't really put fans first. It usually puts its own interests first, and that's usually for the convenience and dominance of its own platform. Whilst it does offer certain advantages, it's still very one-dimensional and doesn't really put fans first. It's up to independent artists like me to lead the way and change things, to offer new ideas and to put you, the fans, first. That's why I removed all my music from all these streaming platforms and all other places, because it's just too confusing and not helpful. I've gone my own way. I put everything in one central place and created my own music app, an app specifically for my piano music releases. That's right, an app, not an album. Say goodbye to hunting down music, podcasts, videos, and any other content you may want across multiple platforms and websites. Here, it's all in one place, and you have a direct connection to me and my world. The beauty and genius behind the Cool Piano Music app is that everything is in one place. And yes, there is an authentic connection directly with me, the artist. Everything comes straight from me to you, and when you respond, from you to me. Now we're on a journey together. We've created a new dynamic here. This connection gives us a chance to interact in new ways. You may have your own videos that you think suit some of the music. You may want to share it with the community. You can upload it and we can all see it. You may be a performer who wants to play some of my music at a gig. And you also may want to share the videos with the community. And once again, you can upload your videos and we can all enjoy it. You may be a patron who wants to patronize some of my music and get more involved. Or you may just want to hang out, just watch and listen and see what happens. Here, now you've got options on how to experience this music. Options on what suits you. Once again, this is a revolutionary idea and one that I'm incredibly excited about, to see and explore what creative opportunities will evolve from this new dynamic. That brings me to the end of this podcast, and I hope I've given you a little perspective on some of the aspects of the world of an independent maverick composer. If you have any thoughts you'd like to share, or any questions you'd like to ask, we have a special feedback section in the community area. I'll be doing some regular podcasts where I'll be answering these questions and responding to your comments. If you haven't already, join our vibrant community on the app. And don't forget, tell your friends and clue them in to the beautiful world of cool piano music. That's cool with a K. Until next time, keep cool.